see. That's just how I am. And people say they love me. What do they love? And if you really love me,
it sounds good to me. Oh, it certainly does now. Oh, it's doing it.
Do you love
your head. Take all your things off of my chair.
Welcome to radio.dominican.edu, the one and only Classic Corner. Welcome to the one and only Classic Corner, exclusively at radio.dominican.edu. The last show before me, if you did not catch it, was The Blackout, and that's on Wednesdays from 6 to 8. Don't miss it, it's with DJ Kyle and DJ Jim. Great guys, great show, you better tune in. This is radio.dominican.edu. It was a beautiful day today, it was very, very hot, but very, very beautiful. Though it did not help today when sitting in class and with all the bodies there and everyone just made the room just so hot. And it was very uncomfortable. But if you want to know, today the weather was 84 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's looking like it's going to be tomorrow about 86 here in San Rafael. The time is 8:05 p.m. But before the show starts, I just want to say thank you for Dominican for giving me the opportunity to go on the radio and play the songs I love. I just wanted to say thank you to Stu, the teacher here at Dominican who teaches radio. I want to say thank you to Brad, who helped me get on the radio class in the first place. And it's just... it's just been something that I really wanted to do for a long time, and I just feel very grateful to finally be on the air here at radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio. I want to say hello to my friends and my family who's listening. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. And hey, so yeah, I hope everyone is having a good week. I'm having a great week, hot week, but it's beautiful. Tonight I have a few things planned for you lucky listeners. I will be playing some Paul McCartney tonight, some John Lennon, the Rolling Stones, the Doors, and Queen if we have some time, hopefully, if we're lucky. So kick back, relax, have a great time, grab a glass of juice, relax, and stay tuned to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ King.
Anytime, any day, you can hear the people say that love is blind. Well, I don't know, but I say love is kind. Mm-hmm.
don't no matter what the man says. Love is fine for all we know. For all we know, our love will grow. That's what the man says. So won't you listen to what the man says? He said, yes, indeed, we know that people will find a way to go no matter what the man says. Love is fine for all we know. For all we know, our love will grow. That's what the man says. So won't you listen to what the man says? He said,
everyone, and welcome back to the Classic Corner with DJ King here at radio.dominican.edu. All right, for those of you who do not know, that was Paul McCartney off the album Venus and Mars from 1975. Interesting thing, actually, about Venus and Mars. Around the time John Lennon was in Los Angeles when the album was being recorded, and John was walking around LA looking at the sights and the sounds, and he was feeling in a nostalgic mood. And his girlfriend, well, actually his girlfriend at the time, Mei Peng, he told Mei Peng that he was gonna go drop by the studio to visit old Pauly to see how he was doing, but that never happened. He eventually, actually on that day, he got back together with his wife, Yoko Ono, which is great. That was Listen to What the Man Said, Paul McCartney. The song debuted at number one in the U.S. with the song Love in Song as the B-side. But back to John Lennon, though, for those who are confused about John, you know, John and Yoko. Why was he with this other woman, Mei Peng? Well, funny thing is that John and Yoko were having some marital problems. And Yoko told John, you know, go out, have some fun, and I will give you a companion. Companion, whatever that means. And it will be Mei Peng. And this is what John had to say about it.
She literally said, get out. You know, and I said, okay, I'm going. You know, I'd been married before Yoko, and I immediately married Yoko, so I'd never been a bachelor since I was 20 or something. So I thought, woohoo!
So talking about the lost weekend, as John liked to call it during his separation with Yoko, which actually was 18 months of separation from his wife. And during those albums, or I mean, during that time, John had recorded 3 albums with May Pang during his Lost Weekend period. And I'm going to play you one of those songs that he created, made, recorded during his Lost Weekend with good old May Pang. This is radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned for more.
One.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. The time is 8:16, and you're listening to The Classic Corner with DJ King. That song that just was playing was What You Got by John Lennon from 1974 off his album Walls and Bridges. Made during his Lost Weekend period, like I said before, with his 18th month split with his wife Yoko. And during that period, he got a companion named May Pang, and John recorded a few albums with her. But good thing, eventually he got back together with Yoko, everything's okay. But back to that album, Walls and Bridges, I definitely, definitely highly recommend it for any person who loves music. Walls and Bridges, 1974, John Lennon. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Stay tuned.
Hey, sports fans, Hunter Hornstein here, the co-host of the best damn tailgate that you've ever had. From Tuesdays, 8 to 10, it's 2-hour sports talk with Brock Beal and myself. We'll bring you a 12-pack of the most controversial sports topics. We'll grill the goat of the sports world every week and bring you an interview with a DU Penguin Athletic star. Every Tuesday, 8 to 10, on radio.dominican.edu. It's the tailgate.
Can't wait!
All right, and we're back on the Classic Corner, radio.dominican.edu, DJ King, hello. The next segment that I'd like to do on the show is called Best Albums Ever. And in this segment, I talk about my favorite albums, the most greatest, best albums ever made in classic rock, and we try to review them and analyze them. And now, starting with my favorite album ever made, ever recorded, and it goes a little something like this. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band is my favorite album ever made. Every song on it is perfect. Every song on it is produced absolutely beautifully. The Beatles have never been so united than ever before. It's basically a snapshot of the generation of the time and during the Summer of Love. The song kicks off with Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, the title track, to Paul McCartney introducing us to Sgt. Pepper's band. The basis for Sgt. Pepper actually started back in 1966. After the boys were done touring, they were tired, they just wanted to get out of it, and they wanted to spend more time in the studio. So, on a plane ride in 1966, Paul came up with an alter ego band, a band that they can go touring for them and that they couldn't, so that they wouldn't go because they hated it so much by this time. So then Sgt. Pepper was born. Track 2, With a Little Help from My Friends, is the second track on the album. With a Little Help from My Friends goes back to the Beatles' pop days. It goes back to its the Beatles' old simplistic lyrics, the poppy, easy-to-read ones. And basically, the bottom line of the message in the song is, when you're feeling down, you always get a little help from your friends when times are bad and when you're sad. It is a universal feeling, a great Ringo song, and a very common song, actually, that he sings Ringo during his tours. And now, With a Little Help from My Friends, followed by Yellow Submarine 20 times. Track 3, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Now, trust me, no matter what day it is, no matter what month, if it's raining, if it's sunny, every time someone listens to the song, they always say it is a drug song. And it is not. I repeat, this is not a drug song. And I have the proof.
What I'm wondering is, you know, did you ever think about what you've done to kids?
What, you mean turn them onto acid? Right. We knew people who were on H in Liverpool before we really knew anything about it, you know, or drugs and things like that. You just heard about all those famous drummers in England, the jazz drummers. So we were just being traditional musicians and taking drugs as far as we were concerned.
But that's
every musician we met from the jazz or rock world was taking some kind of drug, whether it was... And acid was just another drug. It just was, but it's like LSD. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is not about LSD, you know. And Henry the Horse is not about horse on Sgt. Pepper, because I'd never even seen it when we made Sgt. Pepper.
John even denied it once again before his death in 1980, saying that also the lyrics were also inspired by Alice in Wonderland. The song came from a drawing by John's son Julian, who was 4 years old at the time, and it was a drawing of his friend Lucy O'Donnell. In the studio on February 28th, 1967, the boys spent 8 hours, 8 hours rehearsing the song without even recording a single thing. 8 hours. It is a beautiful, essential, and major track in the Beatles catalog, and one you definitely need to hear if you're interested in getting into the Beatles. Track four, Getting Better. Getting Better's genesis came from Paul walking down the street with his sheepdog Martha, and he was singing a little tune and decided to record and write a nice, cheery song. And he thought, you know, I like to write nice, positive songs, and if I'm going to write a nice, positive song, I'm going to definitely write it so other people can hear it. But John, on the other hand, added the parts about, you know, angry at school teachers, violence against women, I used to beat my woman. But unfortunately, Lennon was familiar with the two. He also added the line, it couldn't get much worse. Track five, She Is Leaving Home. Or sorry, track five, Fixing a Hole. Getting a little, getting a little ahead of myself. So track five, Fixing a Hole. The thing that actually makes me laugh about this song is that it is metaphorical as well as literal. The song is actually about fixing a hole, but at the same time, it is just like the song Gotta Get You Into My Life on the previous album, Revolver. And Gotta Get You Into My Life is a drug song. It's about pot. It's about Paul taking pot, smoking it, and deciding, I cannot live without you, as he says many, many times in the song, Gotta Get You Into My Life. But Fixing a Hole is also about pot. It's about Paul getting his fix, and also, it's also, like I said before, about fixing his roof, his farmhouse, actually, and coincidentally, in High Park. Yes, High Park in Scotland. Good job, Paul. Good job. he later said that it was much later that I got around fixing the roof. Yeah, I wonder why, Paul. I wonder why it took you a long time to fix that roof. And now, track six, She's Leaving Home. In February 1967, McCartney read about Melanie Cole, a 17-year-old schoolgirl from Scotland Hill, North London. She went missing without her car. She carried a book and a few spare clothes. Her father was quoted saying, I cannot imagine why she should run away. She has everything here. Melanie, the girl who actually ran away home, heard the song and was saying, the amazing thing about the song, she said, was how much it got right about my life. It quoted my parents as saying, we gave her everything money could buy, which was true in my case, she said. I had two diamond rings, a mink coat, handmade clothes in silk and cashmere, and even my own car. She stayed at home with a dealer that she met at a bar, and 10 days after the news, after the article was printed in the news, she went back home. But back to the song, it is definitely a very, very, very beautiful song. Paul actually wrote most of the lyrics, actually all of them. And this is the second time we see none of the Beatles playing any instruments since Eleanor Rigby. It's just an orchestra in the background. And actually, interesting enough, it's the first woman to play with the Beatles. This woman played the harp at the beginning of the song. Very great song, very beautiful. Lyrics are fantastic. A great song to sing along. Just absolutely amazing. Track seven, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. In January 1967, while filming a promotional film for Strawberry Fields Forever, John wandered into a nice little old antique shop that he was looking at while he was filming this. He bought himself an interesting little item. He bought himself a poster, a circus poster from 1843. It announced that the circus would be for the benefit of Mr. Kite and would feature Mr. J. Henderson, the celebrated Somerset thrower, and Xanthius, the horse. Most of the lyrics actually came from that poster that John bought, and it was stated that he'd literally sit in front of the piano, just reading off the poster, just randomly saying lyrics. And here is a little interview from that.
It starts out with Sergeant Pepper and introduces Billy Shears, and that's the end, apart from the so-called reprise. Otherwise, every other song could have been on any other album.
Right.
A Day in the Life could have gone anywhere. Mr. Kite could have gone anywhere.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Letters K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And tonight Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
All right, and that is side A of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Tune in, and you are listening to DJ King's Classic Corner on radio.dominican.edu. Do not go anywhere. And now, back to radio.dominican.edu. And that, the guitar solo of the week, was Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac off the album Rumors. Very great album. Definitely recommend it. I actually heard it a few days ago for the first time. Very great album. Love that song. That's why I decided to play Go Your Own Way, Rumors, radio.dominican.edu. The time is 8:31, and now we're at the bottom of the hour, and now it's time to name some news. The iPhone 5 is going to be unveiled on October 4th. The phone will be available to consumers on, quote, within a few weeks of the announcement, so get ready for that. As of yesterday, Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, finally ending an 18-year law that prohibited homosexuals to discuss their orientations and to discuss issues or topics of relationships, marriages, and other family discussions. So that's out of the way. Beautiful. In space news, a NASA satellite will crash into the Earth Yes, a NASA satellite will crash into the Earth. NASA scientists are doing their best to tell us where the plummeting, and get this, six-ton satellite, where it will fall this week. They don't know. They're still trying to figure that out. It's just that if they're off by a little bit, it could mean the difference between hitting anywhere in Florida, anywhere in New York City, here, Iran, India, Sandwich Island, anywhere. And recently, actually, today, Lawrence Russell Brewer has been executed in Texas for his involvement in the 1998 dragging death of James Byrd. And in rock news, the Flaming Lips released their six-hour song online. They released their six-hour song called I Found This Star on the Ground. And I haven't listened to it, but it has said to be like the Velvet Underground meets Super Mario. In other news, in honor of the 20th anniversary of Nirvana's Nevermind, Nirvana has re-released Nevermind with all remastered tracks, with a deluxe edition, including some B-sides, the original tracks, and a BBC recording that comes with that too. Or, if you want to spend a little more money, you can get the Super Deluxe Edition. And the track list on the first disc includes the same songs, but these are called the Devonshire mixes. And these mixes are rough mixes back when the band was recording the album, Nevermind, and they showed these mixes to the band before releasing it. The second disc of that, of the Super Deluxe Edition, includes Nirvana live at the Paramount Theater in Seattle. And it also includes a DVD of that same recording with music videos as well that come with a Super Deluxe Edition of Smells Like Teen Spirit, Come As You Are, Lithium, and In Bloom. And if you have not heard Nevermind, it's a good album. I like it. Great album. Some great essential tracks you definitely need to hear. Alternative rock band REM has announced that the group is breaking up, which kind of sucks because I just found out about some of their really good songs. Michael Stipe, who's the lead singer, said on the website, "A wise man once said, the skill in attending a party is knowing when it's time to leave. We built something extraordinary together. We did this thing. And now we're going to walk away from it. I hope fans realize that this wasn't an easy decision, but all things must end, and we wanted to do it right. We wanted to do it our way." And that's the news. You're listening to The Classic Corner. Stay tuned. We have a lot to come. And you're on radio.dominican.edu, the DJ King. I hope you stay tuned. And do not go any.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone. Lucy in the sky. Oh,
eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. With plasticine pauses, with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
This is the Classic Corner with DJ King. You're on radio.dominican.edu. And that last song was Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, if you did not get that, off Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Great album. Greatest album ever made. And now we go to side two of that album with Within You, Without You, track 8. Since the set of Help in 1965, George Harrison, main guitarist of the Beatles, was obsessed with the sitar and as well as Indian culture. In 1966, right after the Beatles were done touring, in that summer, he went to India where he practiced the sitar with Ravi Shankar. It has been said that he'd practice 8 hours on the sitar. He'd practice 8 hours, and I've seen a sitar. That looks really hard to play. So many strings, long, specific sounds. Very beautiful instruments. Very beautiful. Even Shankar was just very surprised at George, an Englishman playing the sitar, loving Indian culture. I think it's quite amazing. Good job, George. But the original song lasted over 7 minutes, well over 7 minutes, but it was cut down to 5 minutes in the final mix. With a sitar in hand, an 11-piece string orchestra, and an array of Indian instrument section, George's beautifully combined piece with beautifully combined lyrics and Indian music, he created Within You, Without You. It's a very beautiful song off Sgt. Pepper. Very, very, very good. Lyrics are great. One of them, never glimpse the truth, then it's far too late, and then they pass away, sings George. Essential track, recommend it. Amazing. Track 9, When I'm 64. And this song actually dates back to the Beatles' early days. And here is someone who can explain it better than myself.
There's a couple of strange ones, a couple of happy-go-lucky northern songs.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me? When I'm 64.
64, Paul wrote in the cabin. We just stuck a few more words on it, like Granny on your knee and Vera, Chuck and Dave. This was just one that was quite a hit with us. I think we used to do it when the amps broke down, you know, just sing it on the piano.
Grandchildren.
That was When I'm 64, The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper. Now, track 10 is Lovely Rita. Quote, "There was a story in the paper about Lovely Rita," says Paul McCartney, the meter maid. "She just retired as a traffic warden." The phrase, Paul says, meter maid, was so American that it appealed. And to me, a maid has always been a sexy thing. Meter maid. "Hey, come and check out my meter," says Paul. But I saw a bit of her, and he saw her, and she looked like a military man, which he says in the actual lyrics. Interesting enough, the song was actually one of my favorite songs when I was starting to get into the Beatles. One of my favorite songs of the Beatles, and one that definitely got me into Sgt. Pepper, the Beatles, the good stuff. Track 11, Good Morning, Good Morning. I mean, come on, I mean, it seems kind of self-explanatory what the song is about. The song was inspired by a Kellogg's jingle that went, "Good morning, good morning, the best to you each morning. Sunshine, breakfast, Kellogg's cornflakes, crisp and full of fun." And if you're wondering, Dominican is not actually sponsored by Kellogg's cereal, even though it's really nice and really crunchy. I actually like Special K myself, but I digress. The song references John's supposed boring life at the time with his wife, Cynthia. There was actually an incident back around recording this song. I take that back, actually, after Sgt. Pepper. For some reason, the Beatles were catching a train, and Cynthia, John's wife at the time, was with him. And for some reason, the train was going, you know, each Beatle went on it, John went on it, and unfortunately, Cynthia was left behind. So John even said that it could be some sort of symbolic sort of thing that happened at the time because, you know, he was not having a very good time with his wife, Cynthia, and even went so far as to cheat on her. But that is a story for another day. Track 12 is mostly a introduction. It's Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band reprise. And in this track, short, it's about a minute. And in this track, we have Paul again, saying, "I hope you enjoyed the show. Good night, everyone. I hope you liked it." And then comes track 13, which is the best song on Sgt. Pepper.
Have the mic on the piano quite low, this, just keeping it like maracas, you know. You know those old pianos.
Sugar Bum Fairy, Sugar Bum Fairy.
After 4 years of being a band, the Beatles reach their peak. It is the ultimate Lennon-McCartney collaboration and arguably the best Beatles song ever written. The lyrics come from newspaper articles and events happening in John's life. During recording, Lennon needed a middle section to the song. And Paul suggested to have his own little, you know, this own little snippet of lyrics. And the lyrics go back to Paul's life, Paul's childhood. "Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head." But still, the song was a bit naked. So John went and asked Paul, you know, what else should we add to this song? And Paul again suggested, "We should have an orchestral piece. We should have an orchestral piece, and that in the song should have, bam, a climax. A at some point of the song. And a suggestion like this was not unfamiliar with Paul McCartney. Actually, during before A Day in the Life was actually recorded, before even Sgt. Pepper was even thought of, Paul conducted, wrote, composed the soundtrack for the 1967 film The Family Way. So Paul already had some conducting experience, some orchestral experience, so this was definitely not anything new to him. So they recorded that, the orchestral piece, and actually, funny thing, actually, about during the recording sessions, the Beatles ask the people, the instrumentalists, to wear funny, like, clothes, funny, like, little things on their faces, like gloves, little weird little noses. Actually, if you see the Day in Life video, look that up on YouTube. It's actually kind of creepy. But there was balloons in the studio. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards even stopped by. Not surprised. but it is definitely a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. And that concludes Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
It's a fine album, but I did learn to play chess on it.
Well, it's obviously a kind of icon of the age, and I have a great deal of affection for it.
People just have this dream about Pepper, and it was good for them, you know.
I like the idea of having all your favourite people on the album cover.
I maintain that the Beatles weren't the leaders of the generation, but the spokesmen.
This is freshman class representative Avery Jaffe.
Clarity. Originality. Old people. Pragmatism. Experience.
And I approve this radio broadcast.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ King on the Classic Corner. The song you just heard was Gimme Shelter, Rolling Stones, 1969, off the album Let It Bleed. But unfortunately, that's all the time that we have today. Thank you so much for tuning in to the pilot, the debut, the very first Classic Corner on radio.dominican.edu. Stick around for the next show, Loose Lips with DJ Lucky. Do not miss. And also, do not miss this show. Wednesdays at 8 here, radio.dominican.edu, the Classic Corner. Tell your friends, tell your mother, tell your dog, tell your dog. Why would you tell your dog? But maybe he likes classic rock, so you should definitely do that. So, we had a lot of time, a lot of fun. No more time. This is radio.dominican.edu. Thank you very much for tuning in. And now I'm going to hand the mic to DJ Lucky, who just walked into the studio, doing Loose Lips, loosey-goosey lips. So, stick around, because she's going to have an awesome show. Thank you very much, and good night.
Listen to the news. Spellbound, I have found me. Kiss again, yes again. Put your arms around me. Let me in, let me in. Soon will be a lonely time, far from what we have here. Please miss my lips, kiss again. Love songs fail, oh, but I here try to sing to you.